This weekend edition from NPR News, I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. The National Hockey League is up and running once again after an entire season off the ice. Up and skating, I suppose I should say. But did that lost season and disputes between owners and labor leave the fans' laces in a knot? The Iceman cometh. From Chicago, Ron Rappaport. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
I don't want to say, did the fans come back to hockey? Are people finding hockey now that we're a quarter through the season?
Well, do you know where the Outdoor Life Network is on your television set? I know it's on my cable grid somewhere, but I can't find it. You know, ESPN gave up on the game, and so yeah. It's on the Outdoor Life Network, which I think the last time anybody paid any attention to it, they were doing the Tour de France, you know, Lance Armstrong. Mm-hmm. But having said that, local cable ratings local hockey ratings within the various NHL towns are pretty good. Mm-hmm. And attendance is up, Scott. They're November, they had played to 90% of capacity, which is their best November ever. And 24 of the 30 clubs are drawing more than they did 2 years ago when they last played hockey. So the fans are back, yes.
What about the rule changes this season? They were supposed to create more offense and bring in more fans.
Yeah, one of the things they did was they're quite drastic rules changes, and a lot of the purists aren't really happy about it, but they seem to be having the intended effect. Basically, they were meant to cut down on rough defensive tactics, open up the ice a little bit, mm-hmm. and increase scoring, and that's worked in a big way. Scoring is up 26% to more than 6 goals a game, which is more than a decade. But the big change has been the end of the tie hockey game, Scott. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a 5-on-5. If the score is tied after 3 periods now, there's a 5-minute period of 4-on-4 and then a shootout where the teams, you know, take turns sending a guy racing down the ice toward the goalie.
Yeah, we should explain in hockey, it's not an actual shootout. There's there's so much clapping around in hockey, you have to understand nobody actually draws a gun, but it's
exactly.
A fucking, yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah.
You run, it's like in soccer where one guy goes yeah. down the ice or down the field against the goalie. Mm-hmm. And The purists really hate this. They think it's just awful, but it's made for some very exciting hockey. Scott, last Saturday in New York, there were 15 shootout rounds until the Rangers finally beat the Capitals. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
Quickly, Wayne Gretzky, the greatest, is coaching now the Phoenix Coyotes. Sometimes the best players don't always make the great coaches.
Well, you know, he's learning what it's like to coach a mediocre team. The Coyotes are right around 500. And for a guy who was always one of the nicest guys in sports, his players are really hearing it from him. One of his players said, "Nobody wants to be chewed out by Wayne Gretzky, but he hasn't missed anybody."
Oh, spit on me, Wayne, spit on me. Ron, thanks very much. Ron Rappaport, columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Thank you, Scott.